heard that.
Sell all the horses.
A male, a horse is called a...
Yelding or a stallion.
Stud?
Stud too.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes. The proper name stallion.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
On the horse's feet, they put something.
Horseshoes.
And they put the shoes on the, what part of the foot? On the, what do they
call
it?
The
horse's four.
The hoof of the, sure, the hoof of the horse.
And they're four.
The four shoes.
They call that something around there, but I don't know.
That's the word I want. do you ever play a game with the horseshoes?
Pitch horseshoes, yes.
Call it horseshoes. You don't call it quoits or quoits.
Quoits,
no.
Yes. You have called
quoits.
Quoits
are different than horseshoes.
They're round.
Yes.
They're little round things.
That's called quoits?
Mm-hmm. Quoits are round, and a horseshoe is shaped in this shape, open and with...
Played an awful lot alike, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've never played either one. They're played
they
alike.
They play them
with
the same other, yes.
The male sheep is called the...
You?
No, the female is the ewe, and the male is the, the buck.
Buck.
What is it?
Mm-hmm. And you raise sheep maybe for the mutton, but maybe for the
wool. They get more out of the wool than they do the meat.
Mm-hmm. Now they're the male hog.
Boar.
And the female.
Sow.
And that's after the first litter.
She's called Rude sow.
And before then she's called a...
I raised 100,000.
Yes, in the business.
Isn't that funny?
I can't
believe it. That's not the bear.
Well, it, the sow is the name.
Gilt.
Sure, gilt. That's funny, I couldn't think of that. I sold a lot of gilts, too.
All I could think of was swine.
A general term for all the male, female, young and old, the hogs, what you call a hog for pigs or what?
Swine,
that would be a general term. You wouldn't talk about your hogs.
Well, yes, when we talk about them, we'd always talk about the hogs. We'd have more, they'd be more common than swine, naturally.
Yes, swine has come down clear from Bible days, swine.
Yes, we always spoke about the hogs instead of it. Mm-hmm.
The little the babies are called the
pigs.
And they have sharp...
Tusks, a little teeth they call tusks.
You pull them out from the first barn.
Cut them off. Don't pull them out.
And on the back of the neck they have stiff hair.
Bristles.
Oh yes, hog bristles.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to eat out of their slop, out of a trough. And you might have three or four
troughs.
Troughs or feeders, cell feeders.
Troughs.
And a calf, when it's being weaned, makes what kind of noise?
Balls.
And during feeding time, the cow makes what kind of a noise? She makes a...
Beller, I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
A moo or a low or a
cow.
You
heard the cow's moo.
And the horse, during feeding time, he makes a noise that you might call the...
Whinner. How do they spell
winner?
That? Horse whinny.
W-H-I-N-N-E-R-S?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I-E or E-Y
or...
Winners
or winners? I guess that's it. Maybe we spelled it wrong.
Horse whinny. I know you do the horse whinny. Or knicker. Horse knickers, too.
Yes.
You might say whinny or knicker, but winner might be more common.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A hen that's trying to hatch is called a...
A setting hen.
And the place where you keep the hens overnight...
Chicken house.
And the container you keep the chickens in when you take them to market?
Coop.
But you never call the hen house the chicken coop?
Yes, I've heard it called the chicken coop.
But you don't?
No, I call it the hen house.
This is the hardest thing for me to understand, because I never could understand why nobody around here called it a chicken coop, which is what we call it at home. Hen house.